In the previous lesson, you learned the sentence pattern from to.
Such as 1時から2時まで.
From 1 to 2.
And 空港からホテルまで.
From the airport to the hotel. You also learned some useful words and grammar for checking in at a hotel. In this lesson, you learned some useful phrases to use at the hotel and some useful weather-related vocabulary.
This lesson's grammar point is どこ?
The question word where.So, you'll learn how to ask, where is something?
はい。
This lesson's conversation takes place at?
ホテルです。
At a hotel.
朝ですね。
That's right, it's in the morning. The conversation is mainly between?
アシュリーとホテルのスタッフ。
And as it's a conversation between a hotel clerk and a customer, you'll hear formal Japanese. Now, the dialogue is a bit complicated. First, Ashley is fast asleep in her bed. The alarm clock rings,And she turns on the TV and watches the weather forecast. Then the setting changes. She takes the hotel elevator and goes to the lobby, looking for something.
I wonder what she's looking for.
We'll find out right now.
6時です。今日の天気です。東京、雨時々曇り。横浜、雨のち晴れ。千葉、雨時々曇り。
おはようございます。何階ですか？
1階お願いします。
かしこまりました。
おはようございます。
すみません。タクシー乗り場はどこですか？
こちらです。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
傘はありますか？
傘？いいえ、ありません。
では、これ、どうぞ。行ってらっしゃいませ。
One time slowly.
今日の天気です。東京、雨、時々曇り。横浜、雨のち晴れ。千葉、
雨、時々曇り。
おはようございます。何階ですか？
一階お願いします。
かしこまりました。
おはようございます。
すみません。タクシー乗り場はどこですか？
こちらです。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
傘はありますか？
傘、いいえ、ありません。
では、これ、どうぞ。行ってらっしゃいませ。
Now with the English translation.
6時です。6時です。
It's 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock.
今日の天気です。
And now for today's weather.
東京、雨、時々曇り。
In Tokyo, showers and occasionally cloudy.
横浜、雨のち晴れ。
In Yokohama, showers in the morning and then it will clear up.
千葉。
In Chiba,
雨、時々曇り。
Showers and occasionally cloudy.
おはようございます。何階ですか?
Good morning. Which floor?
一階お願いします。
First floor, please.
かしこまりました。
Certainly.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
すみません。タクシー乗り場はどこですか?
Excuse me, where can I catch a taxi?
こちらです。どうぞ。
Right over here.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
傘はありますか?
Do you have an umbrella?
傘? いいえ、ありません。
Umbrella? No, I don't.
では、これ、どうぞ。
Okay, here you are.
行ってらっしゃいませ。
Have a nice day.
Naomi sensei.
はい。
傘ください。
傘?
Umbrella, please.
なんで?
Well, I can tell you that many Japanese people use umbrellas.
Yeah.
Even if it's a very light rain, you'll still see a lot of people with umbrellas.
yeah.
In fact, on sunny days, you'll see people with umbrellas.
Depends on the area and a person, but yeah, it's true. We use umbrellas a lot.
So, Naomi-sensei, how do you say umbrella?
Kasa.
And just break it down?
Kasa. Kasa. But the umbrellas we use for sunny days are called 日傘.
So, sun umbrella.
そうですね。
Not that common, but you do see people with them once in a while.
I use it. 日 means sun. 傘 is umbrella.
Naomi-sensei, you don't like 日焼け, like suntan?
No, I hate it. 日焼け damages your skin.
The skin can take a little. 大丈夫ですよ。It's okay. It's a little bit.
ダメです。
It's not okay.
No. Anyway, you'll see some people using 日傘 during summer.
Now, the weather in Japan is very seasonal. So if you come during 梅雨 or rainy season, you'll need a 傘 every day.
そうですね。The rainy season in Japan is 6月.
June. Late May or early June.
そうですね。
Other than that, it rains quite a bit in Japan, so lots of umbrellas. But luckily, you can get very cheap umbrellas.
そうですね。ビニール傘。Plastic umbrella.
Vinyl umbrellas. From anywhere from $1 to $5.
だいたい300円ぐらい。About 300 yen.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
時
々 Sometimes.
時々と時
々 Next.
雨
Rain.
雨雨曇り
Next.
Cloudy.
曇り曇り
Next.
タクシー乗り場
Taxi stand. Taxi terminal.
タクシー乗り場タクシー乗り場
Next.
何階
Which floor?
何階何階
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase we'll look at?
おはようございます。
Good morning.
To friends, we say おはよう。
A shortened version of this expression. Okay, let's review greetings here. In the morning, you say
おはようございます。
Or to friends?
おはよう。
During the day, you say
こんにちは。
Don't forget to stress the N. こんにちは。
Right.
In the evening, you say
こんばんは。
So, all the greetings again, one more time, please.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
こんにちは。
Hello, good afternoon.
こんばんは。
Good evening. Okay, what's next?
Let's look at some set phrases from the dialogue.
Okay, what's the first phrase?
かしこまりました。
Certainly, sir, or certainly, ma'am.
かしこまりました is a formal way to say わかりました。I understand.
Right.わかりました and かしこまりました both mean okay, with the meaning of I understand, I see. かしこまりました is a formal version used mostly by people who are addressing their customers. When you hear this phrase, although there's a much more deeper meaning to it, for now, just equate it to
わかりました
I understand. So that's all that's being said. It's just a much, much more polite way to say it.
Right.
What's the next phrase?
いってらっしゃいませ
It literally means go and come back. And it's said to someone who's leaving a certain place but is expected to return in the future.
In casual situations, we say, 行ってらっしゃい. Is there a word or phrase for it in English?
I don't think we have a similar phrase for it. The closest translation would be, see you when you get back. Or maybe like, hurry back.
Ah, yeah. Ah, so ne.
A good example to illustrate this phrase is, in the morning, when the kids leave for school, the mother will say,
いってらっしゃい.
So, go and come back.
Mm.
So the mother says it to the kids. She's in the place they're leaving but coming back to. So as a parting greeting, you say to someone who's leaving the place that they're expected to come back to.
So desu ne.
Okay, what's the next word?
何階.
What floor?
何 is what, and 階 is a counter for floor. So 何階 is what floor. Some people might say 何階 instead of 何階.
In the dialogue we have
1階.
The first floor.
Or ground floor in England or Australia. 1 is 1. Floor is 階. But for some reason, we don't say 1階. We say 1階.
I think 1階 is a little hard to say.
Ah, yeah.
So that's why we put the pause in there instead. 1階.
Right.
Now, there's a chart in Appendix 7, so please make sure to check it out. Let's quickly go over a few more. The first floor in the States, or the ground floor in Australia and England, is
1階.
The second floor?
2階.
So you see a pattern, the number followed by the counter?
階.
There's one exception, though. That is the third floor.
3階.
After that?
4階.
Fourth floor. Back to the number and 階. Fifth floor?
5階.
Sixth floor?
Ah, that's an exception, too. 6階.
The number gets shortened. Seventh floor?
7階.
Eighth floor?
8階.
Ninth floor?
9階.
And so on.
Yeah. And if you want to ask what floor, that would be 何階 or 何階.
On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask where something is using
どこ,
the question word where, and learn useful weather-related vocabulary. Now, first things first. Let's get into asking location, shall we?
Sure. The question word where is どこ in Japanese.
Right. In the dialogue, Ashley asked where she could catch a taxi. Can you read that sentence, please?
タクシー乗り場はどこですか?
Where's the taxi stand? Where can I take a taxi? Let's break down the sentence.
タクシー乗り場.
Taxi stand?
は.
Topic marking particle.
どこ.
Where?
です.
Is?
か.
Question marking particle.
So, as for a taxi stand, where is?
And of course, where is the taxi stand? Or where can I take a taxi?
So say the thing you're looking for and add wa doko desu ka?
So for example, if you're looking for an airport.
空港 is an airport.
So 空港はどこですか?
Where is the airport? If you're looking for a train station.
Train station is 駅. So 駅はどこですか?
Where is the train station? If you're looking for a restroom.
Restroom is トイレ. So, トイレはどこですか?
Where is the restroom? Remember, the construction is place you're looking for, followed by
はどこですか?
Okay. Next, let's take a look at some commonly used vocabulary related to weather. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word?
晴れ.
Sunny. Next important word?
曇り.
Cloudy. Next?
雨.
Rain. In the dialogue, the weather forecast said
雨時々曇り.
雨 is rain. 時々, sometimes. 曇り, cloudy. So
雨時々曇り
means showers, occasionally cloudy.
雨後晴れ.
Literally, rain after sunny. So
雨後晴れ.
Showers in the morning, and then it will clear up. So, something to remember is that the word nochi means after, and it only shows up in weather forecasts.
だいたいそうですね. I think that's the usual case.
Okay, let's recap with a quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which of the following means good morning? A.
こんにちは。
B.
おはようございます。
C.
こんばんは。
The answer is
B. おはようございます。
On to the next question. Which of the following means the first floor? A.
一度。
B.
何階。
C.
一階。
The answer is
C. 一階。
The counter for floor is 階. So, 何階 is what floor? 一階 means first floor. And choice A. 一度 means once, one time. This concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, Ashley is going to take a taxi. So,
you'll learn some useful vocab and phrases for taking a taxi.
See you next lesson.
じゃあまた。
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
6時です。6時です。
はあ、はあ、
今日の天気です。東京、雨時々曇り。横浜、雨のち晴れ。千葉、
雨時々曇り。
おはようございます。何階ですか？
1階お願いします。
かしこまりました。
おはようございます。
すみません。タクシー乗り場はどこですか？
こちらです。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
傘はありますか？
傘？いいえ、ありません。
では、これ、どうぞ。いってらっしゃいませ。
Practice with the review track.
時々。
Sometimes.
と、き、ど、き。時々。雨。
Rain.
雨。曇り。
cloudy.
曇り。横浜。横浜。千葉。千葉。タクシー乗り場。
タクシースタンド、タクシーターミナル。
タクシー乗り場。タクシー乗り場。
Which floor?
何階、な、ん、か、い、何階。
umbrella,
傘、か、さ、傘。
after,
後、の、ち、後。
first floor,
一階。
Well then, okay.
では。
Lesson 12.